run down the final battle card as was shown on the TV and the other matches that we know about, basically. I think that's the best way to do it. Loved how they presented this on the TV.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And the matches that were shown were Rush against PCO. Let's actually do a prediction thing. Why not? Rush against PCO, Stephen.
PCO all the way.
You reckon PCO?
Yeah, PCO for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
It's if Rush wins, who is he defend against next, then it?
Yeah.
I love the way PCO wrestles. I love his style. My heart says PCO. My head says Rush. So I'll go with Rush.
Oh, it's the diplomat.
Yes, that's me. Let's stop talking politics. The next match is the Briscoes against Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. And 3, 2, 1.
Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay. So we both think that Jonathan Gresham's finally going to get his hands on some ROH gold. I'm not sure about the build-up of this, obviously, the heel turn and stuff. You know, but this will be a mind-blowing match, won't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's match of the night. And I mean, PCO versus Rush could be match of the night, in all honesty. And we'll carry on down the card. Shane Taylor against Dragon Lee. Is it going to be a storybook ending for Dragon Lee there, Stephen?
I'm just rooting for... I think it's going to be Shane Taylor's night. I think he's just been delivering such great promos and such great work all across Ring of Honor this past year that I feel that he's just due a really good, strong world TV title run, possibly into the world championship at some point. So I think it's going to be a Shane Taylor win.
It could be Rushi's next opponent, couldn't they?
Yeah. How about you, Oliver?
Right, so I'm going to look at it this way. Like, a brilliant storyline that they could work in is Dragon Lee as the ROH World Television Champion against his brother Rush for the ROH World Title. Hopefully I've said that right about the two titles. That could be amazing. Based on what they can do in the ring, that could be brilliant. That could probably relight ROH.
Yeah.
So it's that. It's there for them if they want to go that way.
Yeah.
Shane Taylor can talk you into a building and they need 5,000 people. So it's a difficult one to call, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Shane Taylor could be Rush's next opponent. Dragon Lee could be Rush's next opponent. Yeah, okay. This time I'm going to go with my heart. Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
I know he's not, been pushed on television hugely, obviously, compared to Shane Taylor. But Dragon Lee versus Rush could really light this company on fire.
Definitely.
In a really good way. So I'll go with the title change. And for Rush and Dragon Lee to feud with maybe both titles on the line to unify the two titles. you'll understand why I said that in a bit.
Yeah.
And then bring back the pure title.
Yeah.
And give it to Jonathan Gresham. And then we'll have Rush versus Jonathan Gresham. Sorry, a bit of fancy look in there. Right, so yeah, I'll go with that. So the next match is Mark Haskins versus Bully Ray in a street fight. And what do you reckon?
Mark Haskins, definitely. I'm not a big fan of... I understand why Bully Ray's in Ring of Honor, but being a British, like you, being British and, being such a big fan of Mark Haskins, it's got to be Mark Haskins.
See, I've probably missed why Bully Ray's in ROH and stuff. I like the way that this feud has been built over the TV shows and stuff. But yeah, definitely pulling for Mark Haskins in this one. So yeah, completely agree. And the last match is well, the last match that was on the TV anyway, is Matt Taven, not Tavern, as I said, which you corrected me on weeks ago, versus just Vincent now. So we don't have to worry about his surname.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so which way are you saying this one's going to go, Stephen?
I really can't say, to be honest. I think it's an interesting sort of mix, and it could go either way. I'm actually thinking, possibly because they're trying to build new stars, or could be trying to build new stars, it could be a Vincent win, really.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking Vincent might, you know, come out of, it might be his coming out party, really, and he might really show what he's able to do as a singles wrestler. So, yeah, I'm thinking Vincent.
Yeah, I agree. I think Vincent too. And then the matches that have been announced elsewhere, but I guess because the TV was behind with, you know, just over a week to go, we got Jeff Cobb against Dan Maff, which I said could be a show stealer.
Yeah.
How are you calling this one, Stephen?
I have no idea. I think it's just going to be a complete... I actually wouldn't want to predict, because I feel that's one of the things which takes away the fun of pro wrestling. I just want to see who wins this one when it actually happens, because we saw what they were able to do in the six-man.
Probably should have said this about six matches ago.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just something about this one where it just really, really excites me to the point where I don't want to kind of have any preconceptions. I just want to see what they can do. So if I had to choose a winner, then I'd definitely say Dan Maff, because I feel like he, being the Ring of Honor legend and coming back at Final Battle, it's sort of his return to, you know, return to the company. So, yeah, Dan Maff, if I had to choose someone. How about you?
I think if they are to push this ROH Legends thing, then Dan Maff has to win. But we've then said, to contradict ourselves, to bring back the old stars to create new ones. So we're going to put Dan Maff over Jeff Cobb in this match and go against what our ethos is regarding stars.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Jeff Cobb. That's why, you know, the ROH legends should be there. Not to be squashed and whatever. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that won't happen. But... just to help create new stars. So yeah. I think Jeff Cobb has to win this match, but it'll be an outstanding big man match, and could, along with, you know, looking at the card and stuff, along with a lot of matches, could be match of the night. And
yeah,
you know, I've only been watching ROH TV for the 5 weeks and stuff, but this is a pretty damn good card.
Yeah,
is the Villain Enterprises, the villain Marty Scroll, Flip Gordon against Team Mexi Blood.
Yes.
Bandido, yeah. Flamita.
Yeah.
Go on, Steven. What do you reckon?
Mexi Blood all the way. It's got to be. Fan of theirs since the days in Dragon Gate. Huge supporter of Bandido from seeing him first time a few years ago in PWG, and recently won the Battle of Los Angeles over in PWG. Just it's got to be Mexa Blood for me. It's got to be. Although I am a big fan of Villain Enterprises and what they've done this year in Ring of Honor, I'm wanting Mexa Blood to win, because I feel they would make great tag team champions. So Mexa Blood for me.
You're like Bill Alfonso, aren't you? You call it right down the middle. I think you're saying Mexi Blood again. Mexi Blood.
Yeah.
Against Lethal and Gresham for the ROH tag team titles in the future.
That would be something I would pay to see.
We're setting the company on fire again, aren't we?
We should be booking, Oliver.
Get in contact. So we had Marty Scurll, whose contract we have no idea about now, so we're not going to talk about it ever again. Because obviously he's working this show, and he's working the Final Battle Fallout show, which is, for anyone keeping count, 13 and 15 days after his contract expired. So we know nothing, which is the best way. So in this situation, don't know too much about Bandido. He's injured for the ROH UK shows, which was unfortunate. Saw Flamita against Speedball Mike Bailey in a once again highlighted match, which was unfortunate because it could have showed off the new age ROH to the best of its ability. So don't know too much about him either. Love the villain character of Marty Scurll. Don't know too much about Flip Gordon. Sorry. So yeah, I probably know one of the four competitors. It's just based on the future. We don't know what the future holds in this match. We thought we did, but we know nothing because obviously. And yeah, I don't know enough about this match, but educated opinion. I do think that Marty is leaving, and you kind of lose on your way out, don't you?
Yeah.
So Bandido and Flamita to win and then take on Jonathan Gresham and Jay Lethal for the tag titles.
Yeah, definitely.
And ROH can thank us for creating two feuds that could really, really put them back on the map in a fantastic way. It's Maria Manic against Angelina Love of the Allure. How do you call this one, Stephen?
I think after all the push she's been getting recently and all of the hype and things, I think it's got to be a Maria Manic victory. And I'm excited to see Maria Manic wrestle because, like I said, I've not seen any of her previous work. And it's always fun seeing someone for the first time and seeing what they can bring. Well, I say that kind of like with inverted commas out of my, you know, fingers at the same time. You can't see me because obviously it's the camera's not on, but you know, sometimes it's great to see the new wrestler who you're not seeing before, and then other times it isn't, given the fact that they can be disappointing. But I've got a good vibe about Maria
ever
Manic.
Turn
so
the video podcast, Stephen, I'll be able to see those inverted commas.
Yeah, you will. But yeah, excited for that one as well. So Maria Manic for me.
Yeah, I think Maria Manic as well. And yeah, she might become the new face of the ROH, you know, Women of Honor division.
Yeah.
Kelly Klein's, you know, left the company. So there's definitely a huge gap there that needs to be filled. And yeah, we talked about earlier that the first hour of ROH Final Battle is going to be for free across the different channels. So I believe Facebook, the Honor Club, Fight TV. It is the battle of the former All Night Express, Kenny King against Rick Titus. How do you see this one going, Stephen?
Again, I'm excited. I'm a big fan of both guys. Kenny King, as we just mentioned earlier on, he's got potential there to be a possible Ring of Honor champion. And although a lot of people have been down on Rhett Titus, a lot of the time he can bring it, and I feel he is a really good wrestler. And you know, the history behind this as well, like as we mentioned, with him both being former world tag team champions as the All Night Express, it's exciting again. It's another match which has built up over time. But I mean, you obviously have to know about the history of, you know, the competitors to understand it even more so. So it is particularly more exciting to someone like me who's followed it a lot longer. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, it's a Kenny King victory and that he can go into 2020 with a lot of momentum behind him to hopefully challenge for the Ring of Honor championship, because he deserves to, really, because he's got, as we just mentioned, he's got everything there to be up in the main event picture. It's just he's never really seemed to hit it for whatever reason that might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, we haven't seen much of Rick Titus on the TV shows. Kenny King has everything. And with a big win against his former tag team partner and obviously faction member, maybe it's the big push to an ROH World Championship match with Roosh.
Yeah.
The next match is between two guys, one tag of the Last Real Man, Silas Young, and his tag team partner, Josh Woods, against Dalton Castle and the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. I'd ask Stephen what his thoughts are on this match, but it came a little bit too late, and he's not with me just to talk about this match. So in terms of prediction, Stephen has said two guys, one tag. And for myself, I like a little bit of fantasy booking. So I agree with Stephen, and I think it's because the team of Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle finally falls to pieces to build to a one-on-one match, possibly for like the anniversary show coming in 2020. So yeah, just to finish off, we have our matches of the night, and Stephen has said Mexa Blood versus the Villain Enterprises for the reasons he gave earlier. For myself, it's going to be Dan Maff versus Jeff Cobb. I think this one could really tear the house down. You may be asking yourself, how can I order ROH Final Battle 2019? And the answer is simple. You can order the pay-per-view on traditional pay-per-view. You can order on Fight TV, and you can order on ROH Wrestling. If you go through the Honor Club, you can get 50% off, and if you go down the VIP Honor Club route, you get the pay-per-view for free.
And yeah, that will kind of do it for today's show. We're looking forward to final, but I think it's a tremendous card of the ROH talent. You know, for myself, I'm a three-time pro wrestling author, two books based on Ring of Honor, which Stephen owns both copies.
Yes.
Thanks for the support, Stephen. First book is a British wrestling book, but it does have elements of Ring of Honor. I was at ROH Unified in 2006 to see the aforementioned Brian Danielson and Nigel McGuinness tear it up like only they can. I was there in 2007 as well for Samoa Joe's leaving the five-year festival in Liverpool. Lucky enough to be at the hotel with the wrestlers as well, which was a really cool experience. And that book is called A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. And I was fortunate enough then to go to the Orlando shows in 2008 to see Austin Aries against Nigel McGuinness live at Supercard of Honor. And that book is called A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. They're both available on my Big Cartel, afansperspective.bigcartel.com. You can buy them from Amazon on paperback and Kindle. Kindle, you can download instantaneously. They're available for free on Kindle Unlimited. I get paid per page as you read in the first sitting. And we have a partnership at Broken But Glorious with powerslam.tv. 6,500 hours of amazing wrestling entertainment from 140 plus promotions. I myself have watched Hitting the High Spots with the Phoenix, Jody Fleisch, friends of the show, and former and hopefully current and future ROH wrestler. He was part of the UK shows, you said, didn't you, Stephen?
Yeah, he was. Earlier this year.
That's a really fun interview with Rob Naylor. I watched the Montreal Theory, which if you've got an extra 5.5 hours of free time, you'll enjoy, because it's the before, during, and aftermath of the Montreal screw job. And I watched the Monday Night War debate, which was hosted by the Le Champion, the AEW champion, Chris Jericho, and featured Bruce Pritchard on the WWF side and Eric Bischoff on the WCW side. And yeah, you can use powerslam.tv for a month free by using our code BROKENFREE. And yeah, to yourself, Stephen, is there anything you'd like to plug? You'd like to talk about your social media?
Find me and tweet me and correct me on Twitter, at CJ215, where I tweet predominantly about wrestling, but other things as well. And you can also find my written work along with my colleagues at The Wrestling Estate, which if you look on Google, The Wrestling Estate, you'll be able to find us there. And on Twitter, we're at The Wrestling Est, so that's Wrestling EST, where we talk about, we do our weekly roundtables, we have interesting independent wrestler interviews, we have interesting articles about all aspects of the industry, AEW, New Japan, Ring of Honor, which I predominantly cover. So that's what I'd like to promote this evening, Oliver. So like I said, it's been a great chat again. Just sorry we had those couple of technical difficulties, but we've worked around them and we've struggled on, and it's always a pleasure to be able to do the podcast as it has been these past few weeks.
100%. And for myself, my social media is at Brumial on Twitter, at Brumial on Instagram, Fans Perspective UK on Facebook. For the podcast, it is at BBGWPod on Twitter. For the Hub on Twitter, it's at BBG Wrestling. The website is bbgwrestling.com. And yeah, I think that's everything, in all honesty. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this evening. And
see you all later.
Everyone, see you later.
See ya.
Bye for now.